Okay, let's get right going, and welcome back. A friend of I don't know how many years now. It's been a long time since I first met Mr. Jordan Maxwell, and was duly amazed with his mind, his scholarship, but more than that, his vision of the truly big picture we're all right in the center of now. A big picture that has been forming for millennia? Long time, for sure. If you go to my homepage, look under guests, and you'll see Jordan's name. If you click on Jordan's name, you'll go right to his homepage, which is very simply jordanmaxwell.com. And then there is another link below that, photos, which we're going to be talking about as well. Jordan has a new DVD. It's the second DVD of all of his amazing research called The Maxwell Files. And this is something I can't wait to see. But let's stop talking and say hello to Jordan Maxwell. Hello, my friend. Welcome back. Great to have you with me again.
Thank you, Jeff, for having me back. Goodness, it's been a long time since we had a program together, hasn't it?
Yeah, and I guess a real long time since the first one. When was the first time you were on?
I don't know, but at least I think it was like 14 years ago, 15
Something.
Years ago.
Yeah. No, closer to 14. I've been doing the 16 now, so yeah.
Yeah.
That
was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was.
A lot has happened since then.
And at a speed that I don't think even you, with all of your knowledge, anticipated it would happen.
I really never felt that I would actually see. I mean, intellectually, I was talking about the things which are now happening. But in fact, I never really felt I would be alive to actually see these things come about, but they came about a lot quicker than I had anticipated. So I'm just amazed at what has happened to our country and to the world in general.
Because in reality, it's not our country anymore, is it?
Well, I know that. You know, you're right. No doubt about that. I've been talking about that for a long time now.
Yeah.
There's a world of difference in words and terms that we use politically and sociologically that we don't really know the words and what they mean. I mean, when you talk about America being one country, one nation, indivisible, we're not one nation. There's 50 different states, and each state is a sovereign entity. And so you've got 50 states. It's like saying that Europe is one country. It's not one country. It's many countries who are connected by borders. Well, that's the same thing here. You can't do things in you can do things in California, you can't do in Florida. So each state has its own government, its own sovereign entity.
And unless you
cross state lines, you're crossing from one country to another. So it's not one nation.
No.
Indivisible. Not at all. It's 50 different states.
And I wish the 50 different states would recognize that and begin to take back some of their sovereignty, because this steamroller that's going right over our heads now is going to amalgamize and homogenize the rest of it. Just like the EU's plan, of course, is to do the same thing to Europe, and it's doing
a fairly good job. Yeah, you're
right.
That's exactly what's happening to Europe. They're talking about a United States of Europe, which means that all of the countries will become just one entity, and that makes it much easier. You know, I remember Rockefeller saying many years ago, back in when I was first looking at this, I came across a quote where somebody in the Rockefeller clan said, it's much easier to control one big government than 200 small ones.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I understand that. You know, it's a corporate idea, cooperating, making the whole world into one gigantic organization.
Just
as a matter
business.
Of fact, you remember the movie Network, where there was a meeting between the president of the network and the anchorman.
Yeah, it's a hell of a scene. You can find that.
He explained exactly how the world works.
Yeah.
You know, it's a corporation. It's a company. And they're buying up and controlling. Each state comes under the domination of the corporation called United States. But that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
But what you talked about originally when we first came on is, I have a new video out that I've been trying to get done for, goodness, how many years. I started looking at this subject, the subject of the video, back in 1967. And I've talked about this before, that I came across this subject in Glendale, California, back in 1967, and I was looking in the World Book Encyclopedia under communism, doing some research on Russia, and it showed a picture on the first page, showed a picture of the National Coat of Arms of the Soviet Union.
Yeah, click on photos under Jordan's name, and
yeah,
you go to exactly what he's talking about. There's the World Book at the top of the page, and there is the Soviet Coat of Arms.
Right.
All right.
And I realized, because I have been doing a lot of research since 59, when I first arrived in California, on Nazism and fascism and communism, but it was until I saw that picture that it struck me that there was something of profound significance about the symbolism of the Soviet coat of arms. And I began looking into this thing deeper, where this symbol came from. I even wrote letters to the Soviet Union, and I had those letters up until a few years ago, where it was very interesting. I got letters back from the Soviet Union at the time saying, yes, this is a symbol of world communism, and it went into the secret societies of the Sun Order of Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just amazed how open they were to admit that there was something far bigger than what you think going on. And so I really got into this subject of the Sun Order. And, of course, all of the ancient religious orders and political movements of the world have always used the sun. And so from 67 till today, well over 40 years, probably closer to 50 by now. Now I have the bottom line on this Sun Order. It's a 90-minute video, and I've been trying for years to put all of this together, and the problem has been I've just got so much on this subject, I didn't even know where to start. So I finally decided just do the best I can to put out as briefly as possible,
mm-hmm.
and it's very brief, but it's 90 minutes. And showing where this Sun Order has come from, what it means, how it's been used by both Nazis, the fascists, the United States, and the communist world. It's an extraordinary story of betrayal, and this symbol is a very ancient, it has a very ancient story behind it. So, yeah, that's something I've been wanting to do for a long time, and I finally have it. So you can order it off of my website.
I hope you all go there, Jordan.
We need to talk about that maybe later on, too, about the implications of that symbol.
JordanMaxwell.info is where we're at right now, and you can go look at the pictures there. Jordan's research is so extraordinary. Some of you who may have seen the film Zeitgeist are certainly hearing a voice that's very familiar to you in that film. A lot of Jordan's narration was used in that in that wake-up call, and it's you had a great voice. Did you do your own voice in the documentary, I hope?
Well, you know, I didn't even know the thing was being done until someone called me and told me to go watch the Zeitgeist. I had no idea what it was. So I had no idea in the world that this was being done until someone called me to tell me it was already out there.
Yeah. Are you
so
using...
part on Zeitgeist...
Uh-huh.
As you well know, because you interviewed Peter Joseph, and he said that the mainspring of the whole movie was my work.
Yes.
But I didn't have any part in it. He just took pieces from my my lectures and uh-huh. videos and kind of pieced it together.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have done that now. If you go out on the web, there's a lot of things out there with my name on it that I didn't do. Other people are just using my voice and my work.
You've spawned many a career, my friend.
Yeah, I brought David Icke to America, as many people already know, and I've helped Zachariah Sitchin. I was in business with him for a while and helping to promote him and send him around the world, and John Rappaport, and gave him the information that became a book of his, The Secret Society, The Secret Behind Secret Societies, but he actually came to work for me. And I put him to work, and in introduced this whole thing about secret societies. And so, yeah, there's been a lot of people who have written books and made movies and television shows.
Your new documentary, The Maxwell Files, are you narrating it yourself, Jordan? Are you?
On that one, The Maxwell Files is actually only a document. Because I have so many people asking me, well, where did you get this document, or where can I find information on this or that? And so what I did is I just emptied one of my computers that I have a lot of PDF files.
Oh, you've got so much material. You could have 30 DVDs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Very easy.
Oh, yeah.
And so what I did is just dumped the whole computer files, all text files, into a DVD.
Smart idea.
You're
creating a Maxwell library.
Right.
Okay, back in a couple minutes with Jordan Maxwell as we continue. Let's get right back to our conversation with Jordan Maxwell. Coming back from an 8-month hiatus, as it were, he's been occupied with other pressing issues, and very honored to have him on the program with us tonight. He's been a friend for a long time, and I will never forget, Jordan, your epic story of what happened to you out in the desert. God knows how far from the little alien. That's in my archives, and I'm building my program archives all the way back to 1994. And I think your first telling of that story, which we told it two or three times, should be showing up pretty soon. But as you subscribers, as you go back in the archives, look for any Jordan Maxwell program. They're priceless. But I'll never forget that. I'm sure you won't.
That was a startling experience. That's probably the most extraordinary thing that's happened to me in a lot, you know, and for years, is having 7 UFO bluish white discs come right down over the top of us, and we were 20 miles north of the little alien, about maybe 1 o'clock in the morning on a summer night, and it was a real incredible experience. And there were 2 other people with me. And I was told a year and a half before that happened that it was going to happen. So I already knew that it was coming, at least I was told. And when it happened, I was just amazed at what I had been told came true. And I was told it was going to happen for a reason, and it's made an indelible impression upon me that there is something really strange going on out at Area 51. And, of course, after that experience, we actually had an in-house experience with an alien coming into our motel room.
Yep.
That's a big story, and we'll get into it another time, but it was an extraordinary time for me.
Well, it was, and I'll never forget hearing it either. Okay, back to the pictures. The first picture under photos, if you look in guests at my website, we've been talking about the communist Soviet, the coat of arms, their symbol.
Yeah, I guess you'd call it the coat of arms.
Whatever. And it's all right there. What was it as a young man that got you interested in this whole thing, Jordan? It's unusual for a young, up-and-coming guy in life to get hung up on this and be intrigued with the whole idea that the world is being run?
As far back as I can remember, like 7 and 8 years old, I was having other world experiences. And those experiences were so awesome, especially for an 8-year-old, that I was being led to understand by those experiences that early in life, I was being led to understand that there is a whole world of occultism and mysticism operating all around us that people do not see. And so at a very early age, I started wandering into the world of hidden knowledge, symbols and words and terms. And I used to to ask adults around me questions that they had no idea in the world what I was talking about symbolism and the hidden or occult. The word occult scares a lot of people. Simply it means hidden, that which is hidden.
People always think it means satanic or evil. It doesn't at all. It just means hidden.
Not at all. Just means hidden. And so even the medical doctors will tell you there are certain organs in the body which they refer to in medical terms as occult because they're hidden by something else. So if you get an operation, they have to move something to operate on that particular organ because it's hidden. Hmm. It's hidden. And so I was fascinated by, because I, you know, as I said, as a child, I grew up in a mystical world. I was experiencing and seeing things that other children didn't. And it just, it was as if I was being picked and given these experiences. And I've seen things that nobody would ever believe. That's why I've never told anyone some of the actual things that I've been a witness to.
I'll never forget you sharing the car crash with me. I was a young boy and watching those four teenagers in the car.
Oh yes, oh yeah. Anyway. That was like I was about 8 or 9 years old.
Yeah,
and I was on a concrete bridge about 12 midnight in my night clothes, which was about 5 miles from my home, and I was freezing and shaking and shivering and it was, you know, it was a little small town, so there was no traffic that hour in the morning. And I kept wondering, how did I get out here on this bridge, concrete bridge? And then I saw a car. I could hear it. So because I was hiding behind the big pylons because the wind was blowing, it was freezing cold. And I saw the car running stop signs, and it was coming up onto the bridge that I was on. And as it passed me, I saw the kids in the car, and they waved at me. I waved at them, and then they went down the other side, the other end of the bridge, and they blew a tire. The car crashed. It was a horrible scene, and I stood there as a child watching, seeing this terrible crash. And I had the presence of mind to realize the significance of what I was seeing, and I broke into tears and started running down to see if I could help someone. And I got down there. I remember running across the gravel with my bare feet and running to see the crash scene where there were many other people involved. And it was a massive, you can imagine, a massive tragedy. And at my age, I was just overwhelmed with fear and tears. And then I woke up in bed. And, of course, I was ballistic, and by the time my family got me calmed down, I told them what I had seen. And I was there. I saw the kids. They knew the kids. They knew the car.
Yeah. Stand by, Jordan. Hold it right there. We'll come back and finish in just a minute.
Attacks by special interest groups and the global elite on our First Amendment, our Constitution, and our way of life are growing as we speak. We are truly in imminent danger. Rents.com and the Jeff Rents Program have, for 16 years, stood firmly with you on our Constitution and your right to consider all sides of the most critical issues of our times. We are asking your support to better serve you and our country, to strengthen this one-of-a-kind bastion of true journalism and voice of reality. Honest journalism is beyond rare today. Rents.com and this program have no secret agenda, no rampaging egomania, and we cover the news like no other source anywhere. We don't just rewrite wire copy stories and pretend we're doing research. Our site and program are the most plagiarized on the net. So, in these truly challenging times, we're asking you to help us become even stronger by making a gesture of support. Please, take the link near the top of Rents.com and do whatever you can to assist us while there is still time. Look for the support link near the top of Rents.com.
Okay, and we're back with Jordan, who is telling about this horrible dream he had where he found himself in his PJs watching a terrible automobile crash with four local teenagers, and his parents woke him up. And what happened next, Jordan?
And I explained to my parents what I had seen in minute detail. They knew the children, they knew the kids, they knew the car, and they knew the area. And so the next morning, in the newspaper, precisely what I had said happened, and it was in the newspaper, and all the details, which I had told my mother and dad the night before, was there, and so I was there, physically. It wasn't, I can't explain it, but I felt the coal, I felt the gravel under my feet, I was physically there, and yet I woke up in my bed and told my parents, and the same was was in the paper the next day. So I don't know what all of this means, but it's the type of thing that happens to me when I was a kid, and it just continued to happen. And it finally drilled into me the idea that there's a spiritual matrix in this universe, some kind of a higher order of intelligence, and nothing is what you think it is. There's far more going on than what you think. And in relation to this Soviet symbol that we were talking about, you know, if you go a little bit lower to that was the first picture, and you go to the second one, and you begin to see how the Soviet communist philosophy and symbol is now adopted into the present administration. And as you begin to scroll down and see more and more evidence of this symbol and what it means, There is a world of occult or hidden knowledge behind what's going on today in America that Americans just have no idea in the world what's going on.
The Obama logo, picture number four, we've all seen it, a blue sun,
it's
as
on,
it
it's
were.
It's on that jordanmaxwell.info.
Yeah.
It's right there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That logo, I have a feeling, is going to be around perhaps a lot longer than Obama. That is a really slick, powerful image.
No doubt about it. And,
yeah.
And it's actually the symbol which has been adopted by some very extremely powerful secret societies of Europe and America, and the implication of that symbol is just horrendous. It's frightening when you understand what the symbol actually stands for. That's what this new video I've got gets into. It's a 90-minute video.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just fascinated with how in your face all of this stuff is becoming now. The whole world is buying into this whole dark system of magic that's being worked on us. So.
You know, and it is all-encompassing, Jordan. It starts out with the simplest idiot teenager and his 282-word vocabulary.
Right.
And the fact that adults now in this world, not just this country, expect to be lied to, therefore it justifies their own lying. Do it to them before they'll do it to me. Or contextual morality. Whatever works in the moment is certainly moral. No one tells the truth. When we were kids, and if we told a white lie, you know, we kind of felt bad about it.
Oh, yeah.
We did. Now, it's a cult or culture of sociopathy. These people lie with no moral compunction whatsoever. And if you point it out to them, you're going to be attacked.
Oh, I know. Absolutely. I like what Dick Gregory said. He said, your politicians are just big and what you are, little. You know, you're stealing a little bit here and there. They're stealing whole nations. So it's the same It's the same mentality. They're just big and what you are small. You know, I just remember I wanted to bring out about this this symbolism of the new day that's dawning and the Obama administration, because I was absolutely floored when I saw this, you know, the original miniseries of V. Well, on the new television series of V from I guess it's Disney ABC put this out, in the television show V, the aliens who have come here to bring a whole new world to mankind, has a pamphlet that they were handing out, and it's on. You can see it. Scroll down, you'll see it. And the name of the pamphlet that the aliens gave to the Earthlings is called "Welcome to the Dawn of a New Day." That's the symbol. It's actually on the Soviet National Coat of Arms.
It is.
So what I'm saying is that Hollywood is well aware that the administration today is a full-blown communist Moscow rules movement in America that has completely taken over America.
I think, and when you say they're Moscow ruled, Jordan, I would agree with that, but I would suggest that in my view, and I don't have as good a view as you do, but this certainly has its ultimate genesis in the city of London.
Oh, absolutely. No doubt about that, because that's where communism actually began.
Came from. Think about it. Zionism, of course, is simply the codification of a way of life that goes back to the Khazars and the
That's
Ashkenazim.
Exactly right, yes.
And when you think about Zionism, or what preceded it without a name, out of that Khazarian Ashkenazim milieu came almost every ism you can imagine. Liberalism, socialism, fascism, feminism, you name it, and it was birthed through that mentality and that mindset.
No doubt about it, because that's exactly where we are today. Mankind has been divided into so many small groups and financed and organized and directed, and this stuff is being organized at such a high proficiency that you would not believe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, major motion pictures.
They have technology.
Yeah,
undreamed about
100
years ago.
It's just astounding how much people don't know. And I've been afraid for many years to say anything, but I felt, maybe at this point I should say, I appreciate all the other people who have contacted me and wanted me to do interviews, etc. And I've been putting them off for many years because I was actually afraid. I was very fearful. Still am.
Oh, I know.
Because I appreciate how desperately evil the people who run our country and the people who are running the planet really are.
That's true.
They're far, far more evil than you know.
Jordan is not joking. We have talked privately over many, many years from time to time about this very thing. And he actually, this man has a heart. And what unfortunately many of those walking and talking on this planet don't have is a heart or morality. And Jordan truly is afraid of the evil that is setting its pincers, its claws, its tentacles into the very core of this species and its future, whatever it may be. And he knows that. He feels it. And he's not joking. We'll be right back. Jordan.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's look a little bit more at these pictures. And Never forget those. And I have to say, and it has nothing to do with the ethnicity of the people, which appear to be Caucasian, Spanish, African-American, but the people celebrating communism's victory under the name of Obama
are
dumber than a bag of rocks.
Yeah,
they don't have a clue.
You're right. And they're celebrating a final and
celebrating their end, their demise is what they're doing.
Yeah, they're celebrating their demise. I don't have words for it. Nobody seems to know what's going on. And I'm just amazed how it works so well. You know, back in 2005, I was on a national radio talk show, and my phone got shut off by the government. I later on found out it was NSA working with the AT&T telephone company up in Frisco. And AT&T operates directly with NSA and CIA. And so they shut my phone off and threatened me afterwards. That was a whole incident that happened and scared me legitimately, because these people are crazy, and they mean what they say when they're threatening. And so I was talking about this subject and getting ready to get into this subject when my phone got shut off. That was that was back in 2005. Well, this video is dealing with the subject, finally, that I was going to talk about back then. And, you know, if you even scroll down past the pictures of showing people celebrating, then you see over in India they're celebrating the coming of a new communist world, the entire earth being communized. And if you want to know anything really good about, really deep about Obama, you need to go back to his backers, his handlers, which is the Zbigniew Brzezinski. Now, there's a guy who will blow your mind. This mm-hmm. guy was incredible, and he's the brainworks behind Obama. His name is Zbigniew Brzezinski. He was national security advisor under Jimmy Carter, and that's a laugh. A national security advisor trained in Russia.
He's a megalomaniac.
The Soviet Union.
Yeah, of course. Soros.
And then he came over here from Brzezinski. The Soviet School of Espionage.
Yeah.
And after graduating and getting all of his credentials as a full-blown communist, came over to work for Jimmy Carter as a national security advisor. I'm telling you, the people who are running this country and are running the world are demonic, depraved murderers. These people are frightening to me because they are so far out of touch with the human race. That's why other people can say what they want, but I'm telling you, I know who these people are, and I know what they have done. They're killing people all over the world right now, and what they have in mind for America, you don't want to know, because America has been the one country, one place on the earth that has demanded their freedom and has a constitution that actually says that we have our free, we have freedom to be sovereigns. And you're not going to have a whole new world order of slaves in a concentration camp if you've got the biggest guy on the block is still free. So it's very important for the communist world, the secret societies behind world government, to absolutely destroy this country out of existence. Then they can move on to the planet and move over around the world. So as far as I'm concerned, what we're experiencing is my view, it's just my opinion, but what I'm seeing in America is high crimes and treason against the state, high crimes and treason against the republic. And I'm just amazed at how many people don't even know how to spell treason. They have no idea in the world what treason is. So that's what I've been trying to do with this video, is to make people aware of what they've never been told about what's going on in America today.
Right. It demands a certain baseline rudimentary ability to think constructively and to reason, which
right.
is precisely the trait and traits that are being bred out of our young hive members.
You got that right.
They do
and,
not want
to you know,
people
if you're really
think.
Interested, I would say to the audience too, is if you're interested in secret societies, and where they've come from and how they got financed. On the page on my store, where you can buy the videos, but you can also scroll down and there's some e-books, and one of them is called Occult Theocracy. It's a very thick, large book, and it's an e-book. You can download it quickly, but it gives you all kinds of secret societies and fraternal orders, religious movements, philosophical movements, where they've come from, who owns them, who started them. You'd be surprised the history behind many of our religious institutions and educational institutions, where they really came from, where the money came from to start them. It's an extraordinary story of betrayal. And so that's why I've been very fearful for what I'm doing and for what I've done before, because I realize the significance of the times we're living in. And I don't mind telling you, I'm afraid for my life. I'm afraid for my country. The whole republic is falling apart and falling under this machinations. And it's very well organized, but people have no idea how to read the symbols, and no idea in the world what the words mean and where they come from and who's financing this project. It's really an incredible story. And I'm afraid that if the people do not awaken quick enough, your children and your grandchildren are going to live in a world that you don't want to know about, believe me. We're leaving them a world of totalitarian fascist dictatorship, and the whole earth is going to be like that. There will be no place to run. So I think the only thing to do is to educate one's mind, to study, and that's what I've been trying to do with my website for so many years, and what I've been trying to do by talking to audiences is to at least show them where the information is, where to find it. Because I've been doing it for over 48 years, and I'm telling you, I see things a lot of people don't know is coming.
That's why
I appreciate, you know, having the opportunity to be on the show with you.
Oh, of course. Well, you're an old friend. I don't think of you as anything less. I hope you do make more documentaries. I hope you do make more public speaking engagements. And if anyone is interested in bringing Jordan to your town, I can't speak for him.
Email me.
But let him know.
Yeah.
Fly him in, pay for his train, put him on a train. You will hear from a man the likes of which none other exist. He has such vision, such knowledge, such brilliance about what's happening. Your audience will never forget hearing Jordan Maxwell. I guarantee it. So contact him. We're not going to be here on this planet forever. Seize the moment. Do it now. If you have a group or an organization, call Jordan. Email Jordan. Get in touch with him. If you can't get hold of him, email me and I'll make sure he gets the message. Bring him to your town, your city. And I hope you get some more documentaries done. You have done so much and you have so much work to do yet. So I'm really glad you came back tonight. Just briefly, Jordan, I guess looking ahead to 2010, if you like 2009, you're going to love 2010.
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, if you like what the communists did to the Russian people, then you're going to love 2010. So unfortunately, as I said, most people do not relate to the kind of thing that I do, and that's why my kind of research and study has fallen on deaf ears, because, admittedly, I know why, because most of what I do has nothing to do with football or basketball or silly non-physical pastimes.
Well,
it's very serious stuff
that the world
is facing.
All those things are thieves. Television, sports, entertainment, they steal your life. They put
sure
you
do.
In an altered state. And more of your life is gone. And
you're
maybe
right.
That's the kind of life people want. It's not for me.
Not me either. And talking about other videos, yeah, I've got about four or five more subjects that are enormous in size, that is extraordinary stuff on astrotheology and the hidden symbolisms in world religion connected to the secret societies who are running world government. I mean, that's a really incredible story. I felt that this particular subject of the dawn of a new day was so important to what is actually happening in America at this moment. And I've been afraid to, in the past, to put anything out, but now it doesn't matter anymore. As far as I'm concerned, I feel I have an obligation to at least tell my fellow man what I know.
Very good.
See where it goes from there, because I don't know what's going to happen with America and with this republic. Mm-hmm. But if you want to get a handle on what's going on in Washington, D.C., then you need to get the video, because this is what I've been working on for many years. And again, I want to thank you, Jeff, for allowing me to be on the show.
Of course, anytime, Jordan. I mean, if you want to come on once a month, once a whatever, I mean, you're more than welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for that.
Okay. Take care, my friend.
Okay. Thank you again for having me, and good night. Okay.
Good night. Mr. Jordan Maxwell. The only one, Jordan Maxwell. All right, we'll be back in 21 hours. Have a good night and a good day tomorrow.